you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, July 17th, 2019. I had to hesitate with Rob in here. I had to exalt. You know, I had to think it through, make sure. I have my little notes somewhere still around here from Maryland. Oh, you didn't maybe hear about this. We talked about this some weeks ago.
We switched subjects. What are we doing?
Yeah, I'm back to the exalt versus exalt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Praise
yeah.
and honor. Psalm 34:3 versus 2 Samuel 6, 14 and 16, to exult, to leap, to rejoice greatly. This was a little note to make sure I announced that and said that properly. You've talked about that,
Very
Rob.
Nice.
So we talked about you talking about this a few weeks ago, but I've left this out here. So
my ears
remember.
Were burning. I don't ever hear
that. Hi, listener.
Oh,
we
yeah.
just kind of, yeah, you jumped right into the middle of our conversation, apparently.
Well, we were praying up this program, as we always do beforehand,
yes.
and there was like a joy that was being released. I don't know, Marianne, sleep deprivation and probably the lack of coffee. So if you're driving around, she desperately needs coffee. She said, I might have to get up in the middle of the program.
I did say
and
that.
Go out and get some coffee.
But, I may yet.
Yeah. Anyways, the joy of the Lord. I think I closed out a program the other day. No, laughter is good medicine, I think. Yeah, I think that's the song's called Joy of the Lord. Yeah. I'm all over the place here. It's been some...
Mark hasn't slept.
Really interesting evenings. I've shared with the radio listeners that we've had 4 board meetings in 40 days, and God's on the move, and we're really praying up some things. And I don't know if I'll be able to announce something in the coming days or sooner than later, but I would ask that you would just pray up for this radio ministry as it comes to mind. We always want to be in the center of God's will. We want to follow his leading, walk in step, as they say, with the Spirit's cadence, you know, as God would lead, and bring glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're always about that. We try to be about that with this radio ministry. And there's some opportunities, and we're praying them all up and seeking the Lord. And I'm biting at the bit, and hopefully someday I can share some more specifics. But for now, keep praying that we'll be in the center of God's will, and we'll know and determine and distinguish the best paths and means and how it all would work. And
it's
so,
always a good prayer at all times.
Yeah. So we
keep
appreciate
us in the
your
will
prayers.
Of God.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, exciting times. This Prime Life Times continues to create excitement with the stories that people are learning and reading. And in fact, I was at the hen house in Mahomet the other day. This, I think, was
are they
on
open in the middle
Sunday.
Of the night?
Yeah, that's right. But they were out of papers, and I was so glad I had a bundle. And they had that car show. I think it was on Sunday. So all these people were maybe around and out and about, and it seemed like, wow, the papers were completely empty. So I filled them up there and then took some more to the Mahomet IGA. But if you're wondering, wow, it sounds like there's a number of locations. Yeah, around 300.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all listed on our website, primelifetimes.com, and you'll see them all sorted by towns. But we've added a bunch more since we've even published our initial list. I think that was in the June edition of the Prime Life Times. But yeah, that's continuing to grow, and we look for creative ways to provide it for our listeners free of charge through advertising. So if you're a business and you want your service or product to be highlighted, we have some creative ways, a great team that'll work with you so you can attract business and
it's
offer
good.
A great service for our listeners.
It's a good time to do that, too, because more and more people are picking it up.
Yeah, all the time.
And Mark, as I travel and I give our paper away, a lady in North Carolina said 2 weeks ago, why don't we have a paper like this here? I love it. I just read it cover to cover.
Oh,
yeah.
I've heard.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah,
you've
more and more people saying that.
Yeah, I've heard a number of comments that, you know, I want to pace myself because I'm so excited to read it all within the first couple of days, but there's so many stories, but I try to read one or two every day so I can make it through the whole month enjoying it.
I feel like that's an important thing for the three of us. Let's pace ourselves.
Not going to happen.
Don't try to write 16 articles all at once.
Right.
Right. Well, with it being Wednesday, it's the Prime Life Times in review. It's kind of fun to dedicate this day to the paper and some of the great stories, the content that our phenomenal contributors are providing.
Yes,
and
they are.
Marianne, as you know, is our editor-in-chief, so she oversees every word in here and looks
she
and
does.
Reads and validates. And we have our historian and our content contributor and our copy editor and, I don't know, the four or five hats that
he
you wear,
He goes by
Rob.
Lots of titles.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about titles, right, Rob?
Right.
In fact, we're going to feature one of your stories, in fact, the front page story, America's National Parks.
Yeah, I've had a lot of trouble with the Witness Protection Program since I started appearing on the front
Well, you'll
page
have more now that you're announcing it to thousands of people.
Yeah, you and Ranger Bill.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there we go.
We were talking
Bill.
About that, weren't we? How much we all like that.
Yeah,
America's National Parks. And I learned a lot reading this, Rob.
I learned a lot writing it. Well, a friend of mine last week sent me a map that he had worked out of how you can visit most economically and by the shortest route all the U.S. parks in the continental United States in the lower 48.
And how many are there?
Dozens. But he said you could conceivably do it in one summer if you didn't take the kids. Well, I don't know what the fun of that
just
is.
Stop and
come on.
Yeah. That's not how to do it.
No, and he's got a lot of kids, so I don't know why he said that.
Well, I would think, too, that has to be some quick stops because to cover the whole country,
I mean,
miles and miles of travel.
It's like a checklist. Oh, Yosemite, there it is. Okay, bye.
Been there, done that, bye.
Right.
Well, and you were a former park ranger, right?
Yeah,
or, what was
I am
the title?
A former park ranger. Park Ranger Rob, yeah.
Ranger Rob. It's a new title.
Giraffe, Warrior of the Woodlands.
Oh, my goodness. Do that again.
Yeah. Ranger Rob, Warrior of the Woodlands. Now, if you tune in on Saturdays to WGNN, you know where we're going with that.
If you just tuned in, don't be scared.
Yeah. We are the permanent on-air staff, too. And we're not just fill-ins, and you're wondering, wow,
that's
the quality's really dropped.
Where'd they get that group?
Yeah.
So, Rob, you could read the first part. I know it's too long to read this whole article because it's extraordinary.
Well, the first time, before I do, I want to talk about the response of one reader.
Oh, okay.
A professional writer whom I respect very much. He called me, and he
What'd
said...
What did he call you?
He didn't.
Good gracious.
But he did call me, and he said, I really enjoyed that article. It was very well written. Thank you.
Oh.
And then he said, you know, I'm surprised you didn't mention John Muir in this article. Now, some people say Muir and some pronounce it other ways. Pronounce it as you like. And he was a nature painter, I would call him, artist. And he published many, many of his paintings, primarily from national parks and national forests and so on, in the Atlantic Monthly. And then he made up a book of those called Our National Parks. And that book came out in 1901.
Oh, jeez.
But this
so
particular
he's not a contemporary.
This particular reader, well, mine maybe, not yours. But
yeah, that's right.
This particular reader said, you know, I think he really did as much as anybody to promote our national parks. And I'll just read a couple words out of the preface. I've done the best I could to show forth the beauty, grandeur, and all-embracing usefulness of our wild mountain forest reservations and parks with a view to inciting the people to come and enjoy them and get them into their hearts, so that length their preservation and right use might be made sure. And I would have to agree that he really did have tremendous influence, because now we're getting to the time of Teddy Roosevelt, who will greatly expand the public park system. But I just delineate a bit of the history, and I think if we read some of it, we certainly can't read it all.
I want you to read it, but I want Mark to make a clip of what you said like 3 minutes ago. Pronounce it however you want. You said that.
Well, it's because Mark said it one way, Marianne said another way, and I said another way. So.
I just have never heard you say that.
Okay.
You're giving us license.
There it is.
And so this is the front page of the July edition of the Prime Life Times, available, like we've mentioned, over and around, I don't know, 300 locations. So get your copy today, and I think you'll be really blessed.
Okay.
America's National Parks, Englishman Isaac Walton, 16th century writer and nature enthusiast, said two things I treasure. God has two dwellings, one in heaven and the other in a meek and thankful heart. And I've laid aside business and gone a-fishing.
Oh, jeez.
At about the same time, William Shakespeare wrote, and this our life, exempt from public haunt, finds tongues in trees, books in running brooks, sermons in stones, and good in everything.
Wow, and your first couple paragraphs to already quote Shakespeare and this Isaac Walton. No wonder that professional writer enjoyed this article.
Yeah, I love this. I about cried at this whole beginning part.
Charles Lindbergh, 20th century American aviator, said, "In wilderness I sense the miracle of life, and behind it our scientific accomplishments fade to trivia." Why introduce this article with such quotations? I speak here for myself. I can often be more at peace with a deity, others, and myself when I can make time to get away from the hustle and bustle of daily life and immerse myself in the great creation, ideally apart from the urgency of daily schedules and the demands of ongoing responsibilities. For me, that happens best in a natural setting. In this spirit, early.
All right, stuff for a minute. Bring that down in layman's terms. You know, so you love getting away in God's nature, and that's the best time for you to process different things and really sense the beauty of His handiwork.
For me, that's really true. And this same reader of ours said, when he first met the Lord, he had met Him out in a natural setting.
Yeah, Colorado, I think, on the mountainside.
I think it was California, actually, but it doesn't matter. It was out.
Started in Colorado,
yeah.
I know the story.
Right. So in any case, some guy said, well, let's go pray. And he's thinking, in a building? What? You know, and I have to confess that when I really need to get away with the Lord, I don't want to go into a church full of people.
You know, it's interesting. On Monday's edition, Memorization Monday, we had a special guest, and he talked about how oftentimes Jesus did ministry out in the open, out in places, because there was a hesitancy for some, and maybe even in our day and age, to go into a building to be restricted with walls around you. Sometimes it's not comfortable for people. And Jesus went out into the various settings where people were, in the marketplace, in various venues, outdoors.
And where did he go when he fasted and prayed? Out into the wilderness.
True.
So there it is. So we'll take that example and we'll all go to the national parks. So in this spirit, early American leaders began to think in terms of preserving nature, setting aside vast tracts of wilderness, forest, animal habitat, and beauty. And this is a vast thing, guys. It really is. Not only for its preservation, but for the enjoyment of future generations. The audacity and scope of their thinking boggles the mind even today, when Congress frequently quibbles over comparably paltry funds to repair a highway overpass. When asked, most Americans will tell you President Teddy Roosevelt founded our national park system. Yes, he did set aside park and forest land for preservation and public use, but it was President Ulysses S. Grant, and by the way, since he's an Illinoisan, I'll tell you his real name was Hiram Ulysses Grant, so you can look that up. It's true.
That's my great-grandpa.
In 1872, signed the law that created our and the world's very first national park.
I don't think anyone or most people would think of Ulysses S. Grant.
No.
You think of this war guy, not like a guy that cares about nature or parks.
Though it was not the first land Congress set aside for a park. The first national park, Yellowstone in Montana and Wyoming territories, was that first national park. Congress placed this new park under exclusive control of the Secretary of the Interior, and it was set aside as a public park or pleasuring ground for the benefit and enjoyment of the people.
Hey, I think Great News Radio needs a Secretary of the Interior.
There you go.
Okay. Anyone come to mind?
Isn't that
I wait for Marianne to say, now that's an interesting thought or something.
Okay, I can get that out. That's an interesting thought.
Okay. No. It's like that. Somebody needs that title here. Secretary of the Interior.
Interior of what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Essayist and fisherman Verlin Klinkenborg wrote of the park, "You close the car door, walk into the timber or out onto the Antelope Flats, keeping well away from the bison still shedding their winter tattered coats. Steam rises somewhere beyond the meadows. You follow your fly line around a bend in the river and forget when and where and sometimes who you are." No one could have foreseen that the establishment of this national park would unleash a worldwide movement to set up similar reserves throughout the world to protect natural resources and provide spaces for people to enjoy the beauty of unspoiled nature. Today, there are more than 1,200 national parks and nature preserves around the world. Thank you, President Grant. Certainly, Grant's 1872 decision inspired the founding of numerous national parks worldwide, but it was President Teddy Roosevelt who grew our national parks and national monuments here at home. He wrote, "We become great because of the lavish use of our resources, but the time has come to inquire seriously what will happen when our forests are gone, when the coal, the iron, the oil, and the gas are exhausted, when the soils are still further impoverished and washed into the streams, polluting the rivers, denuding the fields, and obstructing navigation." During his 1901 through 1909 presidency.
Do you remember that, Rob?
Not as well as some things. Roosevelt established the United States Forest Service and created 150 national forests, 51 national bird reserves, 4 national game preserves, 5 national parks, and 18 national monuments, all under the authority of the 1906 American Antiquities Act. So the numbers behind the parks. In all, Roosevelt set aside 230 million acres, nearly 360,000 square miles of public lands. Today, the U.S. Forest Service administers 155 national forests, and we're not talking about those today, this is just by the by, containing nearly 290,000 square miles of forest land, comprising, are you ready, 8.5% of the area of the United States.
8%. It's almost
it is amazing. Yes, yeah, it is. Our national parks comprise 52.2 million acres, 81,600 square miles, and they host more than 84 million visitors each year. Teddy Roosevelt put it this way, "There is a delight in the hardy life of the open. No words can tell the hidden spirit of the wilderness that can reveal its mystery, its melancholy, and its charm. The nation behaves well if it treats national resources as assets it must turn over to the next generation, increased and not impaired in value."
It's great.
It is. Building on Roosevelt's conservation-minded work, President Woodrow Wilson signed the 1916 National Park Service Act, creating a new federal bureau within the Department of the Interior and making it responsible to protect the 35 national parks and monuments of that day. Not all sites administered by the National Park Service are national parks. They include national historic sites, national memorials, national monuments, national parks, national parkways, national recreation areas, national scenic riverways, national scenic trails, and national seashores. These do not include the national forests administered by the U.S. Forest Service, mentioned earlier, the 51 national wildlife refuges managed by the Fish and Wildlife Service, or the federal lakes, parks, and recreation areas administered by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, for whom I had the privilege of serving as a park ranger. Illinois has 2 sites administered by the National Park Service, and Indiana has 3. The Illinois sites are the Lincoln Home National Historic Site at Springfield and the Pullman National Monument at 11141 South Cottage Grove Avenue in Chicago. That was the model village set up by Pullman, who invented the Pullman car. The Indiana sites are the Lincoln Boyhood National Memorial at Lincoln City, Indiana, containing the Lincoln Living Historical Farm, the George Rogers Clark National Historical Park at Vincennes, and Lake Michigan's Indiana Dunes National Park near Chesterton. If you've visited any of our U.S. Park Service sites, you likely have your own favorites. If you haven't, you have a real treat in store, and so then here follow some highlights of some of America's favorite national parks, but there's just not room. We could have filled the whole paper with
national parks. Oh, yeah. So there's another page and a half of material and content and a lot of great photographs. This is
beautifully
the July
laid out
edition of the Prime Life Times. Find it at one of over 300 area locations, or you can visit us online at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, and you can scroll through the whole paper online. Or better yet, if you can't get out and you want a subscription, you can subscribe for $30. That's one full year, so we'll send you 12 editions as soon as they're printed. We'll mail it out first-class mail to your preferred address or post office box or whatever. It's $30, and you can call in and get that subscription started right away, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. But, yeah, there's still a lot more to the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's another article right there, Why Seniors Visit America's National Parks. And it also mentions the pass that senior citizens can get and use. With that pass, you just visit parks. You don't have to pay.
Thank you to Deborah Karplis for writing
that.
That's
right.
Yeah, it's a team effort. Together, we do better.
That's great. That's a great phrase.
Yeah.
Very true in this regard. Very true.
Wow. I think you were going to read another story, but we're almost out of time.
We are out of time.
Yeah, I think we're out of time.
There's the Worksmith Workshop.
Oh, there's so
much
in this paper.
How we got our language.
That's a great one. That's a great one. And Rob actually has a poem in this one. There's lots of writers who contributed to this, but Rob has a poem. Be sure to read it.
And if you're a farmer, we have our historic farm days. Now,
yep.
That happened last week, July 11th through the 14th. That was in Penfield, but then the largest working vintage farm show is coming up August 22nd through 25th. Learn all about it in this month's edition and the Horse Progress Days, the Farm Progress Show, other different advertisements and information about upcoming events. This was chock filled with a lot
of great
things.
Yes, it
There's
is.
The crossword puzzle, great cartoons and comics. There's a person from Arizona. It's in Pago Park, Arizona, with Stu Burns. In the world is the Prime Life Times? He's looking very patriotic.
Yes, he is. Well, it's a July 4th edition.
This was
July.
A good one. So if you haven't submitted a photograph of you holding up the Prime Life Times on vacation or in a unique setting or location.
Or just in your yard. It doesn't have to be so special.
Yeah, submit that. I think Janine Keller, she submitted about 8 or 10. She was on a bike tour throughout Michigan in different areas near the lake, on the mountainside.
And Mark Kluger must be climbing mountains. We've gotten ones from him various places.
We got some good ones, put in.
Lots
maybe we'll do a montage at some point.
That'd
maybe devote a half a page or some or a page.
Yeah, that would be fun.
There's some
it?
Great ones that have come in.
So there's prizes included if you submit a photo holding the Prime Life Times paper up and letting us know where you're at.
Yeah.
And,
I was in Charleston, West Virginia. They have this beautiful gold dome in the state capitol. And I thought, I'll stop somewhere. I'll hold up the Prime Life Times. My wife can take my picture.
But
the whole dome was covered with plastic. They're redoing they're redoing the gold.
That's okay.
So
it
didn't seem appropriate.
Well, just make a trip back.
All right. Yep. SNR News won't wait. Got to go.
Okay.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
We are the children.